Monogamy may seem outdated to modern society at large, but as Christians, we are called to stay faithful and true to our spouse until death do us part. We'll talk more about the idea of keeping sexual passion alive in marriage on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We were asked by one of our listeners about the scriptural reference to lust and adultery. He says, how does a man stay sexually interested in his wife after years and years of marriage? Jesus said that anyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. But this strikes me as being terribly unrealistic. In my experience, sexual attraction has always been closely tied to anonymity. A good-looking stranger excites my imagination precisely because I don't know her. My wife, on the other hand, is as familiar as an old pair of slippers. This seems only natural. But it really bothers me as a Christian who wants to stay faithful to his wife. Can you help? If you're right in assuming that sexual attraction is based primarily on anonymity, we're all in big trouble. If familiarity really does breed contempt, we've all got a serious problem on our hands. What's worse, we have to conclude that Jesus expects us to live by cruel and unreasonable rules. We think, however, that the solution to the problem lies in a different direction. You have to realize that there is no necessary link between anonymity and sexual attraction. If such a link exists in the public mind, we'd suggest that it's purely a product of culture. It's probably based on Western conceptions of romance, reinforced by Hollywood and played out in the search for greener pastures, which is largely responsible for our high divorce rate and some of the other domestic difficulties that plague modern society. What you need to understand is that healthy sexuality, from a Christian perspective, actually involves a willingness to resist the apparent attractions of anonymity. According to God's plan, satisfying sex is something you grow into by constantly reaffirming and re-embracing the familiar charms of your spouse. In the words of Solomon, "Rejoice with the wife of your youth, and always be enraptured with her love. For why should you, my son, be enraptured by an immoral woman and be embraced in the arms of a seductress?" That's Proverbs 5. You can take an important step in this direction by realizing that sexual passion is just one of four distinct types of loves. It takes all four to hold a marriage together and keep it going. First, there's the unconditional, self-sacrificial love that the New Testament writers refer to as agape. Then there's the love of companionship, friendship, and open communication. Romantic love, the third type, can't possibly survive unless it's built upon this twin foundation. In a very real sense, it's the icing on the cake. As for sexual love, it's best understood as the physical celebration and expression of the other three. If romance has waned in your marriage, there are a number of things you can do to revive it. Set aside a regular date night so that you can spend more time together. This may mean paying a babysitter, but it's worth the cost. Write a love letter to your wife. Buy her a rose. Be creative in the ways you show your affection for her. You'll be surprised at how simple little acts like this can impact your experience in the bedroom. Meanwhile, if you struggle with lust, you might find some comfort in knowing that you're not alone. However, the Bible makes it clear that there is such a thing as personal self-control. A man can learn to let random sensory stimuli bounce off him without taking root in his mind and heart. Naturally, this requires a certain degree of commitment and discipline, perhaps more in the case of the male than the female, but it's not an impossible assignment. If you feel the need to discuss these thoughts on love at a greater length, we'd like to invite you to speak with a member of our counseling department. Call 031-716-3300 to speak to one of our trained counselors. Make sure to keep your marriage bed sacred and pure. And don't let the immorality of modern society influence your thoughts and mind about staying faithful to your spouse. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.